6:53. Let's wake up Kenosha, Bill and Pete. Oh, let's hear it for those extra holiday pounds. Yeah, they're lingering. And you need to pull the trigger. Let's get you started here. A little help from Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza, Kenosha. Sherry Stoka joins us now. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. A better question is, how are you? Because I understand you were a little under the weather last week. So, and that, it just kind of comes with the winter territory, doesn't it?
I know. I was. And I, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. Yeah. So I am feeling much better, but thanks for asking.
Can I ask a question about that? Because this time of the year, and we were talking about this, I was talking about this with Pete. He refers to himself as a sniffle brother on occasion.
That was a nickname as a child.
This time of the year, it seems like you get a lot of that little nagging stuff that stays around. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if there's any science attached to this, if you got the little sniffly cold that doesn't go away, maybe, you know, you're a little deficient in certain things. What are some of the extra boosts you can do for yourself in the wintertime to kind of help you out there? Is it vitamin D? Is it vitamin C? I mean, what's out there that can help you out with that stuff?
Yes, exactly. I mean, those are like the two that come first to mind. You know, we talk about vitamin D all the time. The majority of people are deficient, and it plays such an important role in the immune system. And then you have, of course, vitamin C, which is huge. I was like ODing on vitamin C as I was trying to like get through it. And then another one is zinc. You know, those three are so crucial. Yeah.
You ever use those zinc cough drops that they have? They were a big deal a long time ago. I remember everybody was talking about those, but you know, they can be very helpful, I guess, right?
I mean, they can, you know, they're not as high of a dose as like some supplements, but they definitely can provide some of the key nutrients.
All right, so get out there, boost your immunity. Now, Mr. Question Man, do we have something from the Rain Barrel that we can throw out there this morning?
We do, and they are oriented towards January and the start of the new year, including... Bill, what are some good habits to get into in the new year?
Good question. I like it.
All right, cool. So, okay, some good habits. I would say the first thing is to just have a plan, you know, create a plan or set your goals. Because if you do not do that, you kind of are just, you're hoping for something to happen. So, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's crucial to just lay out what you really want. Because at the end of the day, you do have to actually do things in order to achieve it, right? The second thing is looking at your diet. You know, we all can improve our diet. We don't have to be perfect, but, you know, again, make some changes that is going to improve your health. Maybe you need to eat more vegetables. Maybe you need to stay out of, you know, fast food. You know, whatever it may be, improve your diet in some way.
You know,
next one.
Yeah, sometimes just that one little change can make all the difference.
It really is. And it doesn't have to be significant. It just has to be consistent. And then when you've really created that consistency, you move in a further direction. So that's kind of the key. And then again, you know, just getting some type of activity. It doesn't have to be going to the gym, but do something to move more.
All right. Number two, Mr. Question Man.
Has to do with diet. This person says, I'm ready to try again with a new diet. How can I actually succeed this time?
So, again, I think it goes back to really setting those realistic goals for yourself and sticking to it. So, again, we talk about if you've always tried the same technique year after year and it doesn't work, you know, really start thinking about trying something different. And then I would say, I would want to add to that mentally just be ready to have to make a change. You know, this is not a short-term fix. You know, we have to understand that really this is a lifestyle change and it's a progression. So we just, you know, try to get movement in the right direction.
All right, Mr. Question Man, let's sneak one more in here.
This person says, I'm only about 20 to 30 pounds overweight. That's not too bad, right?
Right.
Good answer.
Okay. So I guess we can justify our behaviors, you know, in any sort of way we wish. But, you know, everyone is so completely different. But I would say, you know, 20 to 30 pounds overweight is really putting you in either an obese or overweight category. So excess fat is an inflammatory process. An inflammatory process starts the cascade of chronic disease progression. So I would say, you know, don't be okay with being 20 to 30 pounds overweight. I mean, study after study shows if you literally just lose 10% of your weight, if you're overweight, it reduces your chronic risk so significantly. So I think just be real, you know, be real with yourself and really, you know, we all know if we feel good or not. We know if we're in a healthy or an unhealthy state. And from there, you know, it's up to you whether or not you really want to make the changes.
All right. You can make the changes with a phone call. The first visit is absolutely free. Sherry, how do we get started?
Yes. So always can call 262-226-2046 and or go to our website where there is plenty of information, or you can ask a question and do many things there.
Lots of good stuff. Way Less MD and Wellness in the Southport Plaza, Kenosha. Make that call today. Sherry Stoka from Way Less MD. Sherry, thanks as always, and we will talk to you next Wednesday, young lady.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.